Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我们从现在10:40-11:15我们查经，然后10:15-11:30我们休息。
We'll study till a quarter after 11, then we'll take a break for 15 minutes.
然后差不多有20分钟来讨论。
Then we'll have 20 minutes to discuss.
我们从约翰一书第四章我们从7念到21。
We'll study from 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 to
约翰四章第七节，从这边开始啊。一楼练一节哈，第四章第七节。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相
爱，因为
爱是从此来的。凡有爱心的，都是有
所
得胜，并且认识神。
第八节。
因为有爱心的，似乎认识神，因为神就是爱。
差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
反正耶稣与神的儿子的心就是住在他里面，他也住在心里面。
第四六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面的，神也住在他里面的。
这样，爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他之后我们在这世上也之后。
十八节，爱你无惊吓，爱既然完全，就将惊吓除去。因为惊吓来含着刑罚，惊吓的人伫爱里就当得到完全。19节，
我们爱，因为神爱我们。
20节。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
21:21 And this commandment shall be from him, that he him love God, love his brother also.
Okay, 第一节到第六节第四章，一人念一节。
chapter 4, verse 1. 亲爱的弟兄们，一切的灵，你们不可多信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的，不是。因为世上有许多将先知已经出，假先知已经出来了。
第二 verse 2。
By this you know the spirit of God every special confesses that like Jesus Christ has come in the flesh in this of God.
第三 verse 3。
凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，那是敌基督的灵。
Verse 4.
You are of God, little children, and have ever overcome them, because he who is in the world is greater than he who is in the world.
第五节，他们属世界，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。第六。
第六，我们是属神的，若是神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
好，我们现在复习一下前几个礼拜我们查考的四章一节到六节。
Well, let us review what we have studied from last time, from verse 1 to verse 6.
这个第一节说一切的灵不可都信。
Verse 1 says, do not believe in every spirit.
可见了灵有很多。
So it's obvious that there are many different spirits.
那大概有四种。
They can be classified into four kinds of spirits.
人的灵、天使的灵、神的灵、魔鬼的灵。
The spirit of man, the spirit of angel, the spirit of God, and the spirit of Satan.
那会进到我们里面，就是不是神的灵，就是魔鬼的灵。
The only spirit that will enter into the means a person will be spirit of God or spirit of Satan.
好，那所以第一节下半句就要试验那个灵是不是从神来的。
So the latter part of the verse one say need to test the spirits whether they are from they are of God.
啊，所以有灵的工作而才会吸引人呢。
So where there's a work of spirit, it will attract people.
但是会吸引人的不一定都是从神的灵来。
But the work that attracts people do not necessarily come from God.
所以要分辨。
Therefore, we must discern.
那接下来据说世界上有许多假先知已经出来。
And then the verse after that said there are many false prophets that have come to this world.
所以假先知不是从神来的。
The false prophets do not come from God.
那很显然就是从其他的灵来的。
So it's obvious they are from other spirits.
所以其他的灵透过不是从神来的先知，那把这个灵的工作扩大。
So through prophets that are not sent by God, these other spirits has expanded their work.
所以不是所有的宗教信仰里面的工人。都是神的工人。
So not all religious workers from other denomination are workers of God or sent by God.
那有的是出于其他的灵。
And some are from other spirit.
好，那我们现在第二节到第六节要分辨灵有三个标准是什么？
From verse 2 to verse 6, there are ways to test the spirits and how do we discern it?
好，我们来复习一下。
Let's review them.
第二节到第六节要分辨灵的工作有三个标准。
From verse 2 to 6, they are a criteria to discern whether the spirits are from God or not.
第一个在第几节？
First,
第二节
Verse 2.
第一个标准是什么？
What's the first criteria?
要认耶稣是从肉身来的。
The first criteria is that the spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
就是相信耶稣是神成为人来地上。
In another word,
confess and believe that Jesus is God and coming to His word in the flesh.
第一个标准啊。
This is the first criteria.
第二个标准是什么？
The second criteria.
好，那第一个标准哈，那第三节再补充了，不认识耶稣就是不出于神了。
So those who do not confess, Jesus Christ do not is not from God.
不相信耶稣是神，成为肉身，那这个就不是从神，这个灵就不是从神来。
So those who do not believe that Lord Jesus became flesh.And we can safely say that His Spirit are not from God.
因为神的灵会带领我们认识神。
Because the Spirit of God will lead us to know Him.
那如果到最后只认识耶稣是一个人啊，那不认识说耶稣就是神成为人，那这个灵啊还不是从神来的。
If the Spirit only leads us to know Jesus as a man but not a God.Then we know that the spirit is not from God.
啊，那第二个标准就是说，因为不是从上面来的，那就是从下面来的，所以啊，他论世界的事。
So the second criteria is that if they don't talk about things above, they obviously talk about things on this earth.
啊，所以很多的那个抽签啦、问佛啦，哈，所谈的都是地上的事。
So then there are many worldlychatters like they ask for casting lots and asking for divine direction instructions. These are not from God.
所以人喜欢听。
People like to hear.
好，那第三个标准是什么
？So what is the third criteria?
第几节
？Verse 7.
第六节啊。
Verse 6.
听从我们不属神就不听从我们
But he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us.
所谓这个听从我们主要是指的真理
What does hearing us refer to? It refers to hearing the truth.
所以下面说可以认出真理的灵跟妙望的灵
So we can hear the truthThe spirit of truth, the spirit of error.
好，所以到最后我们讨论一些得救的真理哈。如果对方啊，他有灵啊，他一定会带领他来接受这个真理。
So when we discuss the truth of salvation, if he is led by spirit, he will submit the Father's spirit and come to believe.
所以在灵界里面呢，我们现在很普遍啊，但是要分辨。
So in the spiritual realm, this is very prevalent. So we must test all spirit.
好，那我们今天从第七节哈来更深的认识神是什么。
So today, beginning from verse 7, we'll study more on what the love of God is.
这个神的本性啊。
The nature of God.
好，我们看。从第七节到二十一节啊，我们可以看到神有一个很重要的本性是什么
？From verse 7 to 21, we can see he is one of God's divine nature.
啊，在哪一节
？Which is love.
啊，第八节哈。
And it's recorded in verse 8.
神就是爱。
It says that God is love.
这个就是神的本性。
This is the divine nature of God.
那神有两个本性哈。
There are two divine natures of God.
有两个性格，还有一个是什么
？There's another one.
公义啊。
God is just.
公义跟圣洁。
God is just and holy.
啊，这两个是连在一起的
哈。These two are connected.
那爱跟怜悯也是连在一起的。
And love and mercy are also related.
哦，所以神的本性就是两个。
So there are two divine natures of God we mention here.
哦，那神本身是灵啊。
And God Himself is a spirit.
哦，所以这个灵哈，如果浇灌在我们身上
，So if the Spirit poured down on us,
那他的本性会充满我们。
and His divine nature will fill in us.
好，那这个人就会有两个改变。
And this person will have two transformations.
第一个就是慈爱怜悯。
First, he will be loving and merciful.
啊，第二个就是圣洁公义。
And second, he will be holy and just.
所以圣灵很重要，把神的本性浇灌在我们里面。
So Holy Spirit will manifest the divine nature of God in us.
好，但是当我们在强调神的爱我们一般在想什么？
Whenever we emphasize the love of God, what do we usually talk about?
我一般都在想，我们可以从神得到恩典。
We usually talk about an approach from the devotion of what kind of blessing and grace that we can receive from God.
所以我们在教会里面常常在强调我们人跟神的关系，因为神很爱我们。
In the church, we often emphasize the relationship between God and man because God loves us so much.
好，但是这一段圣经第七节到二十一节
But this passage from verse 7 to 21
在强调人跟人的关系。
However, it emphasizes the relationship between men.
因为神是爱，所以人跟人的关系会改变。
Because God is love, so the relationship between men will change.
那我们看第七节
Let's read verse 7, start beginning on verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄，我们应当彼此相爱。
Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another.
为什么？
Why?
Danadi, 我们要那那彼此相听，我微信里第七章，不是空气啊，讨论，那那彼此相听，彼此相爱，微信里。
Why do we love each other? Verse 7, let's recall verse 7.
因为将来很激动一些情绪。
好，答案答案就在下面啊。
给你。
The answer follow after.
好，前面说我们要彼此相爱，下面因为这个就是答案了
In the beginning passage, we learn us love one another. Second passage for love is of God.
因为爱是从神来。
基督的基本精神的。
对，你讲的对因为爱是从神来的。
Because love is of God.
神就是爱
God is love.
那为什么我们要彼此相爱？因为如果神在我们中间我们就会彼此相爱。
Because if love is if love of God is in us, then we will naturally love each other.
那如果神不在我们中间
，But if love of God is not among us,
那弟兄姊妹就没有关系了。
And then the brothers and sisters they don't have any relationship.
因为我们原来不是朋友。
Because we are not friends,
也不是亲戚。
We are not relatives.
那如果没有爱在中间来教会可能就是社交吧，或者有什么共同的利益。
So if we are not connected by love, then we come here merely to socialize. We have no interest.
但是要超越要超越我们的关系是为着什么利益，或者说社交了要超越这个，只有一个方法，就是神在我们中间。
So in order to surpass this socializing and the benefit, we must have love.
所以爱是从神来的。
So therefore, love is from God.
那有爱心的都是从神而生的。
So those who loves is a born of God.
这他是从神来的。
They are from God.
并且认识神。
They also know God.
好，那第八节哈
，verse 8，
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
You does not love, does not know God, for God is love.
有时候我们会很难了解我认识神我总不认识他。
Sometimes it's difficult to comprehend. We know God, but how come we don't know Him?
圣经在讲神是创造万物的。
God say that. Bible say God is the creator of the universe.
这个我都知道了，怎么我不认识神？
I know all this, but how come I don't know God Himself?
没有爱心就不认识神。
And he says that without love, we don't know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
这个要怎么解释？
So how do we explain this?
这个认识啊，这个字，我不是很表面上的认识，而是指着说关系很密切。
The word know does not refer to just know to get to acquaint to be acquainted in service, but actually to know with intimacy.
好，我们现在看那个创世纪啊。
Let's turn to Genesis.
啊，四章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse
1. 创世纪四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
有一日，那人和他的妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
Verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
这个中文我看不出来啊，如果我们读英文啊，亚当跟妻子同房，那个英文叫做 knew， 就是认识他的太太。
The Chinese translation is different from English translation. In Chinese, it say that they are in sleep together, but in English translation, say knew Eve.
所以这个夫妻的亲密关系啊，圣经用认识这个字。
So the intimacy between the spouse, the Bible used the word knew.
最亲密的关系应该是夫妻吧。
The most intimate relationship on earth should be between husband and wife.
这个叫做两人成为一体。
Because the two become one.
好，那我们这样从创世纪再回来看约翰一书的第四章。
So now let's turn back to 1 John chapter 4.
好，说凡有爱心是从神生，并且认识神。
So those
第七节。
In verse 7. You also know what you are. Verse 7, let us love one another, for love is of God.
这里说，并且认识神，就是说，我们跟神好像夫妻这样非常亲密。
So everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So that refer to that we have intimate relationship with God.
所以这个没有爱心的，就是他跟神不是很亲密。
So if one is without love,That also means that he does not have an intimate relationship with God.
因为我们人要跟神很亲密到最后就是我们要跟神有相同的性情。
In order to have an intimate relationship with God, at the end, we must have the same nature of God.
比方说神很圣洁。
For example, if God is holy,
如果我们不圣洁
if we are not holy,
我们就没有办法亲近神。
We cannot draw near to God.
那神是爱。
God is love.
如果我们没有爱，我们跟神就没有办法亲密。
If we don't have love, then we cannot be intimate with God.
所以这个爱变成非常重要。
So love is an integral part, component.
这样我们跟神才是很亲密，认识神。
And therefore, we can have this intimacy with God, and we can come to know Him.
所以这个认识不是说表面上的。
So, this relation knowing is not superficial.
是指的亲密的关系。
It refers to an intimate relationship.
Yeah. 因此我们每一个人要跟神更亲密第一个就是要圣洁，第二个就是要爱心。
So in order to have a more intimate relationship with God, first we must have love, and second we must be holy.
好，那我们再回来第七节的第一句话说，要彼此相爱，爱是从神来的。
So let's come back to verse 7. Here say we must love one another because love is of God.
好，那最后是说跟神很亲密，认识他。那前面是说弟兄姊妹要相爱。
First here say that to be intimate with God. because we know him. And then in the first part it says we must love one another.
所以啊，我们跟神的关系啊，会表现在我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系。
So our relationship with God will be manifest through our relationship with brothers and sisters.
因为如果我们有爱，
if we have love,
我们跟弟兄姊妹关系一定很好。
Our relationship with brothers and sisters will be good.
哦，所以这个两个没有办法分开。
So these two cannot be separated.
所以爱是我们跟神亲密，爱也是我们跟弟兄姐妹亲密。
So love enables to draw near to God, to be intimate with God. Love also enables to be intimate with brothers and sisters.
那从第八节
from verse 8,
这个是重复，没有爱心不认识神就是爱。第九节
verse 9
第九节就开始解释什么叫做爱。
Verse 9 begin to explain what is love.
这里讲啊，神差独生子来到世间，是我们借着他的得生啊，神爱我们的心就在此显明。
Verse 9 says that in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him.
那么再看第十节啊。
Let's look at verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们罪做挽回祭，这就是爱。
And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
好，所以罗马书啊，跟约翰一书在提到神的爱，他提到同一件事情。
So in Romans and also in 1 John, it is talking about the love of God, it's talking about the same subject matter.
就是谈到差他的儿子为我们的罪做挽回祭。
The central message is that God sent His only begotten Son so that He can die for us and be our propitiation for our sins.
那这个啊，就包含两件事情。
And this represents two factors.
第九节说差他的独生子来到世间。
That God had sent His only begotten Son into the world.
就是从天上降到人间。
That Jesus Christ came from heaven onto this earth.
所以爱就是牺牲。
And so what love represents is self-sacrifice.
从天上降到人间就是牺牲。
It is to go from heaven to earth. That is a great sacrifice.
所以我们来看一节哈。
Let's turn to a verse.
哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
我找找看，哪里有写说他为我们成为贫穷，是我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Now there is a verse that says, for our sakes he became poor, and through his poverty we have become rich.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians,
第八章
Chapter 8,
第九节
Verse 9.
我们知道主耶稣，我们一起念的哈。
Let's read together.
第八章第九节
Chapter 8, verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷成为富足。
所以我们知道主的恩典就是他的爱。
So we know that the grace of God is His love.
那他本来是富足，就是他在天上。
He was rich because he was from heaven.
丰富的荣耀，丰富的能力。
He enjoyed abundant glory, abundant richness.
那成为贫穷就是成为人。
But then he became very poor, which is to become a human being for our sakes.
这个就是牺牲。
And this is his sacrifice to become poverty.
那叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And we, through his poverty, can become rich. We know that originally we were poor. We did not have any grace or blessings from God. And we became rich only through the salvation and gospel of Jesus Christ. We were rich now in grace of God. So that we can have a part with his nature. To participate in the richness of his divine nature. So that in the future we can enjoy the richness of the heavenly kingdom. This is all because Jesus Christ for our sakes became poor. Knowing this, we come back to 1 John chapter 4.
主耶稣把神的爱表现得很清楚, 就是在他的牺牲。
That when Jesus Christ magnified or expressed the love of God, it is through his self-sacrifice.
所以爱, 一般人的了解, 爱就是, 共同享受好处, 当然这是爱。
Most common perception in the world is that love is to share the common good.
但是主的爱啊, 更深的一层表示为他所爱的人来牺牲。
To enjoy the things of the world together, but the divine love of God is referring to the ability to sacrifice yourself for someone else, and that's a deeper form of love.
所以这个神的爱很特别的一点。
And so this is the most unique characteristic of God's self-sacrificing love.
因此如果我们用主耶稣的爱来爱神或者爱人, 一定会有一点就是为神为人来牺牲。
And so today, if we are to love others using the divine love, there will be times when you have to sacrifice yourself for others.
这个就是我们需要努力的目标。
And this is a goal we must strive after.
好，那我们现在再来看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄, 神即使这样爱我们，也应当要彼此相爱。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
所以我们彼此相爱的原因是因为神这样爱我们。
So we love one another because God first loved us.
那十二节。
Verse 12.
从来没有人见过神, 若彼此相爱, 神就 住在我们里面,
啊, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Verse
12.
Therefore, love is extremely critical.
神看不见啊, 彼此相爱, 神就住在我们中间, 就变成看得见了。
And so God is invisible, and how can he be shown among us? It's when we love one another, then God is present among us.
所以教会的统领大家彼此相爱就是神住在我们中间。
And so when people can see the love of God among members in this church, then people can see God among us.
所以这一段啊, 从第七 节一直到十二节都是在强调我们在教会很注重恒的关系，就是人跟人之间的爱。
So 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 to 12, it is telling us we must value and place high importance on a relationship between people.
所以在第十二节才说爱他的心，就是爱神的心，在我们里面可以完全。
And in this way, verse 12 says, his love can become perfected or completed in our hearts.
就是当我们彼此相爱，我们爱神的心才算完全。
And so only when we love one another in the body of Christ will the love of God become perfect and complete in us.
所以这个圣经给我们一个新的，我们在信仰生活一个努力的方向。
And so the Bible gives us a directive.
因为很多人当他提到为神做什么，大家都很愿意。
Many people are willing to do something for God.
但是如果想说要为人来做什么，常常我们都有一点保留。
But if you are asked to do something for others, then many people are not so willing.
因为我们常常觉得说, 为神做这个最有价值，为人做这个好像是价值少一点。
And so people will have a false misconception that when you do something for God it is valuable, but when you do something for others it is not as valuable.
但是圣经告诉我们不是这样，如果因为神的爱我们为人做就是爱神，价值是一样。
But the teaching of the Bible is that if we can love God through loving others with a heart of love, then that is magnifying the divine love of Christ.
所以到这里啊，我们要想的一点就是，当我们提到爱神跟爱人。
And so we mentioned about loving God and loving others.
到最后就是说，我们有没有为神或者为人啊牺牲过什么？
Then we ask the question of ourselves, have we ever sacrificed ourselves for God or for others out of love?
那这样就是代表我们爱神跟爱人的深度。
If we have done that, then it represents the degree of the heart of love that we have within us.
所以我们常这样想的时候，我们就发现，哎，我们真的有很多努力的空间。
When we think of this measure standard in this way, then we realize that we have fallen short of the standard of God.
好，那我们就到这里，我们休息15分钟。
We stop here and pause for a break.
那我们等一下回来，我们来讨论。
We'll come back to discuss further.
啊，这个爱神跟爱人的关系。
How we can love God and love others.
啊，还有实际啊，我们在教会彼此相爱的一些啊，我们有什么感想啊，都可以提出来讨论。
And how we can really put into practice.The act of loving others with a divine heart. Let's pray in silence.
Amen. Let's rest till
11:30.
Hey, 气功吼，气功简单啦，有人讲身体难过吼，可能从气功哦，可能是上不了。
气功哦，有讲真好。
啊，
气功有讲真好。
哦，真是好。
哎，一气功一练，练到最后灵魂出窍。
啊。
哇，练气功到最后会灵魂出窍的。
哦，灵魂
会出气啊。
我一运动还在台湾，比较新气功。
哎，
比较新功，你现在讲你苦你，你苦你，现在讲这里可以，哎，你啊，这里空洞气。
哎，
那个我这里火劲，
哎，
火劲气功，我是火鬼咯，跟那个讲。新鲜，我们那边出桥一个人，义工出来怪义工就相互连这里，就是咱人家来讲决定听起来啊，所以这里连出桥嘛，我这边是相互义工，因为人家讲的是，人家来讲，
我
讲
心态不舒服啊，为可能是我
亚洲
一个从做义工。
如果运动、爱摩皮都那好，但是那跟迷信、跟灵界有关哦，最好不要。
灵界无，那跟灵界关无啊。
哎，
灵界关，
灵界关就是爱连接家啦，因为你上年爱，加讲加已经脱离这个一般的，这个治疗的吼，你拢是连这个，加来讲入定哦，啊，不然入定了后，加来讲加这个。灵魂出窍啊！哎、呀，连那个问题，而且这里一般的气功，比如说以前可能讲我的气我的痛，伊不是气功，是气功，伊是跟你治疗讲，可能讲比如说这里我的可能讲这里可能讲原来气不通的时候痛药，然后困难，困难起来还困难起来。
你知道吗？气功治疗那个难哈。啊！你也敢问看伊伫练气功那练，伊练气功吼，有爱拜什么物件？
伊个基督圣，基督圣灵，基督圣灵啊！因为台湾迄个圣灵，
不连圣灵啊！哦，有真侪基督教分袂清的，真个。你看哦，一般的基督教吼，因无讲。拜五上袂使食咧，那你早起你敢问看，看伊教会有滴讲拜五上袂使食。
去哦，我是你讲哦，我教会去哦，哎，有当会困到这面，哎，去哦，哎，讲从阿拉有一个天公哦，阿拉早间讲，我来你天公，你们教会蛮多看卖，有介是相对老无
啊。对，你哪吼？念气功迄个人吼，啊拜什么物件，啊是讲念一款的什么，敢那辅助安尼吼。
迄个无啦，迄个完全吼，迄个伊都
学，迄个天书教导。爱心的人啦。
哦。
我讲迄个伊个表演，他是拢为基督教上来，基督教了为基督的表演，不要不要帮助帮助人哦。
那有个迷信，但是讲灵魂出窍，啊，讲去拜偶像，哦，啊，就爱做这些咩？
伊唔是伊个爱心，
干帮助。干到诶，面子搞好好，祈祷搞好。
祈祷，信心好。
信心好好。
信
好
对。
祈祷啊，
所以爱心感恩吼，问了再决定。我就问讲，啊，你伫灵性讲有？有灵魂出窍无？啊有拜神无？啊有念什么符咒什么？
无用无。
伊讲吼，伊刚刚讲讲暗时后，你就爱祈祷在一起，爱对，啊你常在看些。
哦。
发生意啦，在需要祈祷，暗时
啊。啊，那可能跟他按摩尔，然后挂一个气功。
又来
了。对啊。啊，气功做旅游，我即下我咧按摩，甲你挂个气功，那你唔知？
啊，对啦对啦。啊，无伊啊，我今朝拢暗时要记住啊，啊是啊记住。
因为零零机构啦，因为是有解讲，即个好记啦，好记好记好
记啦。因为阮滴学外张工、相工啊，拢好记啦，迄动作。
迄种上个好记啦，无。我讲讲讲讲讲，即个姓沙嘛，呀，哎，沙沙迄种，呀，你们一家，恁一边一家讲搞，恁两个真亲的。
Long time no see. Long time no see. So you study something?
我
来干的，
从
气缸，从气缸，有点气缸。我来，我你讲讲伊，是你讲咱做树皮，你讲讲台湾北岛的这个性格毕业了，伊这里难，伊讲讲不了，伊这难多了，难的难多了，而且。那个我唔多事，就讲佢哋按摩啊，因为咁，明白？喺医院根本冇大件，冇紧冇大件，其实困难啦，唔俾都真系帮助，唔是讲爱心唔对啦，我爱心你先去帮助人啊，应该做一个人成就，一个人，你睇下做下咧，比如说。主要是个基督是爱基本的，爱是叫人讲，这个是心是爱，哎，也爱方面，他讲不离，表面不离。难啊，困难，那个，英语也非常不灵巧，跟不要讲英语，但太卡电话啦，吼，啊，也是拢讲，人医生也不知，才医生更医生啦，吼，他一开始不听嘛，跟你讲身体不好。我是按你讲来讲，但你讲来讲，
做义工
人无无代志，人讲哦，你搞出来其他偌济钱？哦，我是我咱有我是做
啊，
咱是有我是做，
我是做
啊，你是起来啊？啊，或者哦，手上的飞单机，卡路些，太落来了。
我发设计哦。
无小心啦，因为看到讲伊个那种，就是从那个，那个那种塑胶，那种卡袂输诶。
卡滚咯。
卡袂滚。啊，唔使打了不多，现在打这个，什么都是。我怎么保住？
人家落来了，不一样。
哦，我应该保证要命啊！我讲叫爱情，要你个男人要不要爱情？所以，
起码老会老想加好
多。对嘛？光你来，哪边看得起来？ 不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不是不
You
don't understand. You don't understand the way that it works. The paperwork trail.
I understand.
That's not the way.
They don't have
the money.
They do not
have inside.
So every month they want to see you have income, for example, $2,000 come inside your account. It can be from a job, it can be from your son, it can be anything, but they want to see the money come into your account and go from your account into yours. They don't want it, they don't want him to be one, because right now, how much does he make? Yeah. Your account and then your account go to him. I mean, go to him, right? And
because right now we have a check. We have a check. All five check we have for every month.
Okay, but I own the money. How much does your son make every month? Job. He's a job.
Job. I don't make that because there are school debts. And they
usually the way it is that if you have him, say his income, you have to have him join the application. So I need to know how much he makes so I can tell you if it's in a range. Because you can't make too low, you can't make too high. So you have to ask your son how much he makes. And if he fits in that range, then we can make him join.
That's
for the guarantee of a regular housing. For low-income housing, you can't do that. Low-income housing, they want to see money coming in and coming from your account to out.
So
low-income housing is
different. So my son, that's every month I pay $1,000 to his.
Now there is a minimum, you have to make at least $25,000 a year. You can't make over $40,000 a year. So you have to follow the guideline. Once you get the application, I can explain to you.
Yeah.
But you need to ask how much your son makes. Yes. That way I can help you.
Yes. I think it was asked that you have not about
我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。我要把水擺。
唱一首是96首 Sing Him 96 25分钟的时间哈，我们来讨论约翰一书。
We have about 25 minutes left to discuss 1 John chapter 4.
我们今天是第七节一直到12节。
Our discussion will be covered from verse 7 to 21.
包括以前的第一节到第六节或者前面都可以，有没有什么新的可以来分享，有问题什么可以来讨论。
You can also cover the previous verses or any question that you might have, any reflection, any question, you are welcome to share.
好，爱神跟爱人的关系，或者说我们本身的体验哈，怎么样让我们的爱能够更多
？The relationship between loving God and loving man, and our own personal experience, and how do we increase our love? Anything that you would like to share?
这个十九节哈，四章十九节说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Verse 19 says that we love him because he first loved us.
好，可见这个神先爱我们哈，这是关键的。
So the key here is God loved us first.
啊，那怎么会感受到神爱我们哈？我怎么被神的爱来充满？这个是我们爱神爱人的一个源头。
So how can we experience the love of God and how can we be filled with the love of God? This is the key to loving God and loving people.
我们大家可不可以分享一下你信仰的路程里面，怎么忽然间醒过来说，我要去爱神，或者忽然间觉得说，我要去爱人。
So in your journey of faith, can you share how did you suddenly decide that you want to love God more or decide to love people?
那我们刚刚有提到这个爱是一种牺牲，好像神他的独生子往下降，那我们本身有没有这样的体验？
So we also mentioned that love is a form of a sacrifice, just like God himself, Lord himself as a human and died for us. Do we have an experience like this?
那本来我们都是一直想求神的恩典，那现在换想要得到，现在换了我们会想要去付出。
In the past, we might be pursuing the grace and blessing of God, and now we think about giving out to serve God more.
我们有没有这样的感受、这样的经验？那怎么跟他分享？
主要要讨论。This type of experience or reflection that we are welcome to discuss.
或者爱神爱人最难的是什么？
Oh, what's the most challenging part when it comes to loving God and loving man?
Yeah, 来讲前面。
这里今天是母亲节哈，然后动作常常是半拍了，我先是小孩子要回来了，一大早他都穿得好整齐。但是我的事情还很多，他是礼拜六他没有来教会，他要做的事情他都做得很好，结果那个就医回来带小孩子回来，怎么说？那我好像很多事情还没有 ready， 他就给我好像我跟就医讲说啊，爸爸肚子饿了，肚子饿了，就是再从他的早上一直下来，我就是。 可能他受到感动了，他这两天就常常跟我讲说，就从他心里的感受了，他就一直夸赞我，我说感谢神。那结果他那剧烈的小儿子才可爱呢，他好像听到阿公有一点声音大了一点哦，他这样看着他，他说刚刚跟我玩的那么好，那有时候他怎么会有一个声音，小孩子就这样子。因为我们家种了一颗，就是到最后他们要回家一颗那个小金桔，我就他很喜欢吃阿妈的鸡汤，我就给他那个鸡汤和一点饭，所以就在后院有一个桌子，他就喜欢在外面吃，那我就去采，就采的那个梯呀，有个梯，他喝两口就来跟阿妈说，阿妈你 be careful， 跟我讲了三次，就距离昨天打电话回来说，他回到家地就礼拜一早上，他说我在 miss 阿妈，就很多小孩子都可以感受到这种，所以我就是要这么走，就是要这么走。然后我现在早上也这样，一直就是觉得，就是从他内心的一种赞美啊，感谢神。
So this past Sunday, which is Mother's Day, my daughter came back and we'll have a family gathering, and I've been busy trying to prepare stuff for everyone, and then we prepare some food, and my grandson, I prepared my food for my grandson, and then my grandson was very appreciative, and he kept on saying, coming over and to thank me, and while I was picking fruit for him, he told me to be careful. And then after he returned, my daughter called the grandson keeps saying that, oh, he missed the grandmom. So it reminds me of the love that we shown, and then it reminds that reminds me of some of the sacrifice or effort that we put out.
所以家庭生活如果充满着爱，家庭生活是很有乐趣的。
So if a family life can be home can be filled with love, the family can fill with joy.
我来
说
一句，我
今天
人有老弱的时候，那我这两年两次生病都进医院，那我深深的感受到，不敢传道长老同龄，我实在得到很多，领受很多的爱心，所以这我这样想，大家有那个鼻子腔癌的，真的来探望的，来医院探望的，打电话来问候的，说回到家得到的爱，实在领受的比我付出的，所以天天哈我。早上起来就跟先生一起祷告的时候，只有感谢，我领受的特别的。为什么大家说我是最幸福的？但我也觉得我这是公认的最幸福的、最幸福的妈妈，因为我有四个，神赐给我四个女儿、四个女婿、六个外孙女，他们呢，平常我说很感谢这个奶。他们很细心，为了病后的我，他们想尽方法哈，什么营养啊，穿得出的什么，他们都自动的给你预备的很丰富。这就是我很感谢，所以每天我起来，我每天都是我告诉主你说，爸爸妈妈一天都是主要在感谢这个。过日子可以这样过日子，真的是很幸福。
So,
因为在爱里面那个温暖哈，只有每天都是在感谢中。因为如果没有那个神的恩爱，感谢主神很恩爱我们这一家，我这样觉得。还有主你的，他们是非常细心的。所以这就是 我觉得大家有真的用很诚实很怎么讲以 诚心的这个表现这个彼此相爱的啊，我们常常听说 不只听到应该要行出来，那我觉得哈，在教会里面就是有充满的这个大家有这个爱心，所以可以说彼此相爱这个中间可以怎么讲，人家会看着我们教会里面，我觉得这一次佩佩一家他们来这里为了生这个 baby，因为如我没有去看他，我从主女他们的口中听出来，大家真的是非常非常尽最大的爱心，所以我觉得他们哦一定会很怀念这个大家在他们身上做出的那个帮助爱心啊。哦一定会以后对他们的这个信仰生活我觉得一定有很大的帮助，虽然在那边只有他们一家三个人，所以我们现在只有我已经不能帮助什么什么，不敢说是 帮助什么尽一点力量来做神工，其实已经没有年纪比较大了，不过每天那个祷告的当中我会想念这些我们需要祷告的时候要想念他们，所以我得到的爱心是非常的大。
So this past 2 years I was sick in two separate incidents, and through this period of time, I was able to experience a lot of love from our brothers and sisters in the church, whether it's preachers and elders or members. They have shown a lot of love to me. And I also experienced a lot of love from my own family. They have shown many attention and details to as far as taking care of me. And I really... really, really grateful, and I really experienced the verse that we studied today about loving others, and so I'm always very thankful. When I wake up in the morning, I always give thanks to God and for the love that I have received. And also I remember that Brother Eric and Pepe, when they were here, I saw many members went to visit and help take care of them. And also see that this is the love of brother and sister, that they really willing to sacrifice their time and their inconvenience to help take care of them. And so I can see that we are all trying to love one another. And I myself experience so much love. And so every morning I always pray God, give thanks, and also pray for others. And this is a little that I can show and give out to others.
感谢神啊，让我们在家里或者说在教会啊，要感受到爱啊，在这个环境我们就会学习更去爱别人。嗯。
So whether we are at home or in the church, if we can experience and receive love, we will learn to love others more and love God more.
好，那对这一段啊，我们今天查考的或者这个题目，我们有什么分享？
So, any more reflection or question regarding this passage that we studied today? Any question that you'd like to ask or discuss? Verse 10. What is true love?
真爱就是当我们在犯罪的时候， 耶稣来回我们。
So while we were still sinners, the Lord Jesus came to this world to be the propitiation for our sins.
当一个人做错的时候，我们能够接受那是真爱。
When someone commit wrong and we still can be receive love, then this is true love.
所以主耶稣说过。
So the Lord Jesus said,
如果人对我们好的时候，对他好，跟这世界人有什么分别？
If someone nice to us, if we are nice to them, then we are no different than the people of this world. But if someone treats us bad and we still love them, this is a true love. In Indonesia, back in Indonesia, I have seen a believer has this type of true love.
这个年轻人以前他时常帮助他的家人。
This youth often helped all his family members.
但是以前他的家人对他是好像一种对他不好，因为不一样的宗教信仰。
But his family members cannot understand him and often because of his different religion persecute him. This happened in Ma Cheng Church. This youth is actually one of our sisters. And her mother-in-law worship idols.
这个姐妹她是刚结婚，就是跟先生是做，就是做那个卖金子、开金店做小生意。
So when the sister first got married to her husband, they were doing a small business of trading gold.
她婆婆对基督徒很反感。
And her mother-in-law is very against Christianity.
基督徒不要去拜那个祖先。
Because she resented Christian not worshiping their ancestors.
所以她这个婆婆呢，跟她先生的姐姐啊、妹妹对她都很反感，很恨她。
So her mother-in-law and her brother and sister-in-law also and her husband as well all against her religion.
那时候刚好他们在经济也不是很好，跟那个婆婆住在一起。
At that time. They are not very well to do, so they live with their her mother-in-law. So, her mother-in-law is not very nice to her. However, the sister still shows her humility and loves her mother-in-law. There was a period of time that their business failed. And her mother-in-law scolded her son. Because the reason your business failed because you married a Christian wife. You don't worship your wife, who's a Christian, don't worship the ancestor, that's why your business failed. So the mother-in-law is not very nice to the sister. So, but this sister is very humble and very patient. So after their small business failed,
刚好，这位姐妹的她的妈妈，家庭背景就算不错。
The sister's mother, their background is pretty well to do.
所以她跟她妈妈借一点，可以说大概是一盎司金来做小生意了。
So she borrowed about one ounce of gold from her mother so that they can start a business again.
这个姐妹她的先生哦，对我们真教会是非常有信心的。
有信心。
姐妹很有信心。
So this sister has a tremendous faith. Oh, her husband. They have an interest and tremendous faith in our church. And they will go to church every day to pray. Even though her mother-in-law really don't approve their religion. But both of them show love and care for their mother or mother-in-law. And one day, this mother-in-law suffered a stroke. And she became ill. The husband and this sister, they are not very financially well to do. So they started a business again after their first business failed, so they were just starting. While was sick, this daughter-in-law took up the responsibility of taking care for her mother-in-law. During this period, God blessed her. Her business, their business began to grow. But in the heart of this sister, there is no hate. When this mother-in-law suffered a stroke, So whenever the mother-in-law have to discharge herself or she will have to all wipe her clean and she will do all these things without complaint. And when the mother-in-law's own son and daughter saw that you know she's unclean when wearing diapers and they all think that was dirty, they didn't want to help taking care of her. And however, this sister-in-law, this sister, really do all her best from all her heart to take care of the mother-in-law. And then eventually, this mother-in-law was really touched by the love of her daughter-in-law. While the mother-in-law was still healthy, all her sons and daughters were nice to her. But when she was sick on her sick bed, and when she needs help the most, all her sons and daughters deserted her slowly, one by one. However, this sister, her daughter-in-law, took care of her until the day she died. So before she passed away, she said this. Today I finally realized and know what is Christian is like. To love people is not about worshiping the ancestors. The true love is about when someone treats you bad, but you still love them back. And so this mother-in-law was very thankful, and later the preachers from the church also prayed for her.
Unfortunately,
she passed away before she had a chance to be baptized. However, this sister in this family of worshipping idols had bear a wonderful testimony. This is the testimony that her husband shared. So when I was stationed in Ma Chen Church, and this family is really blessed by God. So the when this sister came to this big city, when she came to Jakarta, she will buy some herbs. She will buy some more expensive herbs and Chinese medicine to bring back to Ma Chen. So if there are members and brother and sister who are sick and need help, and that they could use this herbs or medicine, and she would, without reservation, without thinking twice, give them this expensive Chinese herbs and medicine to them. So I not only heard, but have seen with my own eyes how this sister practiced love in her in her surrounding, in her daily lives.
感谢主啊，爱确实可以感化人，也可以改变人。
Thank God, love can really inspire and to transform a person.
那我们在圣经里面的爱是注重生前的孝。
The love that we emphasize in the Bible is the love before while we're still alive.
所以很多家庭不幸的人也因为爱而受到感化，最后来信主。
So many family members, because of the love was shown to them, that they finally come to Christ and believe in God.
那这个圣经说爱的泉源就是从圣灵的浇灌来的。
So Bible say that the source of love comes from the downpouring of Holy Spirit.
那感谢神，我们今天的查经就到这里结束。
And thank God, this concludes our Bible study today.
一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together.
Amen.